Hey, we're back. Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live, where we're igniting minds, elevating faith, one episode at a time. My name's John. I'm your host, but I don't do it alone. I got my boy Josh with me.
Hey, what's happening, man? How you doing? You good?
What's going on, my brother? Yeah, the old, got to tell you, Josh, the old pre-show was a little eventful.
Yeah. I saw it. Yeah. But they didn't get to see it, so why don't you let us know what's happening?
It was a little bit, but well, you see, I got my mic hooked up to a shelf above the computer here at my home studio, and I got it set up there, and when I put it up there, I kind of thought to myself, maybe I shouldn't do that. I might want to put some good screws into that, because it just had those itty-bitty little shelf nails in it with other stuff on top of it. Well, I was like, one final adjustment to the mic before we go on. And kaboom, the whole shelf fell down with all kinds of stuff on it. And man, here I was in a panic. I'm trying to get to, oh my God. It was horrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was terrible, man.
Yeah, your camera froze up for a second in mid-look. Oh, you were like looking up like, I was like, something happened, man. It was either the shelf fell or it was a UFO, one of the two.
It was horrible. It was terrible.
It sounded it.
But you know what today's show is about, my brother?
Let's talk about it.
Today is episode 28, Less Stress, More Peace. But before we get into it, we always like to explain what the show's about, where we came up with the name. Our good buddy Impact, he pulled this out of the Bible from Genesis 1:3-4. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. That's what we try to do here on Light It Up Live, man. We try to put a little bit of light into a dark world, one episode at a time. So, yeah, my brother, it's episode 28. You're muted, bud. You are muted.
There we go. 28, baby. Less stress, more peace.
Less stress, more peace. Boy, I tell you what, that old pre-show, woo.
That was stress.
That was some stress, man. That was horrible.
So how many screws did you put back in it? Like 35, you said, or something like that?
4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, like 18?
Eight, wow. you had to put your free weights up there when you're not using them.
Boy, that shelf ain't ever coming down again, I promise. That was horrible. But you guys that are just joining us over in Facebook land, don't forget that we also have a YouTube channel. You go to YouTube and you put in the search bar at Light It Up Live, all one word. And that's how you'll find us right there. And do us a favor, subscribe and hit that like button for us, man. And it's absolutely free. So if you can help us and support the show, I could see right now that I got a little bit of lag on, but we're going to keep on trucking. And it's going to be one of those shows. Yeah. Less stress, more peace.
More peace. Hey, the audio is clean. The video could be choppy. As long as the message is clean.
Yeah, man. Whatever. We're going to keep on trucking. All the background noise we've got and shelves falling and lagging and we're just going to keep on trucking to the show because it's called Less Stress, More Peace. So we're going to get into it. You guys, don't forget, if you want to interact with us, man, right there on Facebook, you can talk to us in the chat and you can interact with us live on the show. We'll put your comments right here up on the air, man. So, yeah, less stress, more peace, man. That's what we're going to talk about today, Josh. You know, I mean, I've got a lot of notes on this. And I've got a lot of recent experience with this too, my brother.
Experience and, in general,
in general with this whole peace thing. And you know what I've come to realize is that peace isn't the absence of problems; it's the presence of trust. That's where it all comes from. You got to be able to trust the Lord in order to get over that stress. That's what it is for me. You know, I mean, sometimes my skin gets in the way. I have a hard time of doing that. You know what I mean? And trust in the Lord. You know what I mean? Because it always seems to end up working out. But you know what I mean? But my skin does get in the way sometimes, man. And I just recently did it. And sometimes it's just so hard, man. And the stress just gets so overwhelming, you know? And so let's dive into it, man. Let's kind of talk about where stress really comes from.
It comes from a lot of places. But to dabble right back what you were talking about, well, Jesus is the solution.
Come on.
So, yeah. So, I mean, you know, you got to love the solution. You know what I mean? Trust in that. But where does stress come from? For me, at my age right now, exhaustion. You know what I mean? Right. A lot of my stress comes from just general mental exhaustion, physical exhaustion. You know what I mean? I try to do things I normally would do quick, fast. You know what I mean? It takes a little more getting up on it. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not old or anything. I'm not saying that. But I'm starting to notice. No way. I'm 50. You know, that ain't old, buddy. But I'm starting to notice. You know what I mean? I'm starting to notice the transmission slipping a little bit.
Yeah, right. I get it.
Signals ain't working. But so that's where my stress comes from, trying to be who I was then, now, physically. You know what I mean? So
living a stress-free and a problem-free life, man. I think that's what we all strive for. That's like all everybody's goal. But you know, peace, having peace in your life, that's learned. It's not just automatic. It's not. That's something that you got to learn. Matthew 11:28. I've got notes on this. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Wow. Sometimes it's so hard for us to believe that, though. But I think people need to know that that's okay. It's okay to have doubt, right? You know, because we're human, and once you get so deep in that stress, it kind of gets hard to believe. But you really have to open that book, man, and you really got to put your trust in the Lord. Or Lord, at times. I think where stress really comes from, it comes from control, because we need control, right? If we can't control a situation or a problem in our life, and if things feel like they're no longer in our control, that is where a lot of stress comes from.
Well, a lot of relief comes from knowing if the juice is worth the squeeze, too.
Juice is worth the squeeze. Come on, boy.
You know, like, what problems do we got that we really can't control? We think we can, but if we just leave them alone, you know what I mean? Some problems that ain't our problems. You know what I mean? Like coworkers doing something they shouldn't be doing that might jeopardize this, that. It's not our stress, but we still stress it. You know what I mean? So,
Expectations. Sometimes we set our expectations too high, right? And once those expectations aren't met, there's another place that stress comes from. So maybe we need to start maybe lowering your expectations a little bit to more to reality. You know what I mean? And then that can help the stress.
Yeah, because when they're high, when your expectations are high, then anxiety sets in. You feel like you're being timed on something. So you feel rushed. For me, feeling rushed is one of the worst stress factors ever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
How about carrying what isn't ours?
Yeah, that's what like I was saying, a coworker doing something that it's not really our burden.
And that's hard. That's hard not to do, though. You know what I mean? Because that can involve family and everything, but sometimes you just have to. You have to all problems, you can't take on everything at once. You know what I mean?
Family's the exception. You know what I mean?
But you know what I mean?
But worldly problems.
Sometimes you have to be selfish and you have to think about yourself. It just is. Or you're no good to everybody else. How are you going to help anybody else if you're not okay because you're so overloaded with trying to help everybody else, let alone your own self, right?
Right. And worldly problems will cause so much stress to people. That's a great example of things that we can't control. Like you'll read things going on in the news or the music industry is not producing good music anymore or whatever. And this is stuff that's nothing to do with us. And it's just so stressful, you know?
Marty, welcome to the show. Marty says, needed this a lot. Stress is a hard thing as we get older, trying to figure out where it comes from and how to cope with it. Peace is a really hard thing to remember in our lives at times. Have to open my Bible, read, and pray to the Lord in those times, but I'm scared to. You know, Marty, you nailed it right on the head, and it's okay. It's okay to be scared. That's okay, but what you got to keep doing is you got to keep giving it to the Lord, because I promise you the Lord is there, and he hears you, he sees you reaching out, but you got to stay the path. Luke 10:41, you're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. Sometimes we overload our plate. I believe, Josh, we overload our plate with our own stress, with other people's stress, too high of expectations, and we start to have a mental overload because we can only carry so much, and we're just not built for that. Josh, I think this is a perfect time. I just did a motivational video, and it kind of pertains to this. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Nah, working all day. Did you do it today? Did you make it today?
I did it today. So I'm gonna play it. Let's check it out.
I'll watch it now. Let's go.
Hey, can I talk to you for a minute? Listen, I don't know what you're stressed out about right now, but you can see it all over you. You're carrying more than you were meant to carry. You've been trying to hold everything together, fix everything, control everything. That's not peace. That's exhaustion. Let me remind you of something that I'm even guilty of. You're never meant to carry tomorrow's weight today. Stress is what happens when we try to play God with outcomes that we can't control. Peace comes when we put it back in His hands. Let it go, not because it doesn't matter, but because you matter. God says, cast your cares on me because I care for you. That's not weakness, that's trust. Whatever's been sitting heavy on your chest, you don't have to carry it today. Take a deep breath. And please understand that God's with you. God bless.
And this has been a topic that's been on my mind for a few days, man, you know, because I kind of let life get at me. Life was lifing, Josh. And it got at me. So me and you was at work Friday, was it, at Lockheed? But we was at work. And he was like, well, what's the show going to be about? Somebody else asked, I think. And I was like, I don't know. And it's probably going to be about stress, because it's a bear for everybody. I don't care how big of a believer you are. I don't care how close you are to the Lord. There's going to be a point in time in life you're going to have stress. That's where our faith really, really, really can come into play. We need to learn how to let go of control. It's important to let go of control and being able to give it to God. Control, it feels safe, right? But but control, it creates anxiety. When we try to be the puppet master of everything in our life and everything of everybody else's life, I'm trying to fix this over here. I'm trying to fix that over there. I'm trying to make sure this gets taken care of. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to stay this way. I'm trying to, and sometimes it just gets to become a lot. And that's where the trust in the Lord, that's where it really comes into play, you know, but trust can feel risky, you know what I mean? But that's where it brings peace. Right.
You can't have peace without stress. That's just how that is. You know what I mean? You won't know what it is if you don't. You know, amen. Like you had said, you know, everybody wants to live a great, sheltered, everything's perfect life. Well, I mean, most of us don't. And I think the young part of that, the worst of it, brings more peace to the little moments of peace. Because that's where I find it. Every day is not peaceful. All day long is not peaceful. Right. But the little moments, you know, they help out.
That's right. And people think there's a lot of people, they worry about surrender as weakness. And boy, it's so further from that, man. Surrendering is the bravest thing that you ever do. Sometimes you just have to surrender. You have to give it to the Lord. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Whew. Come on, man. Wow. That's a tough one, you know. It's just not leaning on our own understanding, because our own understanding ain't always right. Boy, let me tell you, because I was just in that the other day. Show don't. We show don't. Boundaries too. How about some boundaries, brother? Setting healthy boundaries is a major stress reducer.
Yeah.
Setting them healthy boundaries, man. Saying no without guilt.
I gotta get used to that.
That could be a tough one. You know what I mean? Protecting time and energy. You know? That's what that does. Because I could have a hard time saying no too sometimes, you know what I mean? Because you feel guilty. You're a people pleaser, man. You want to help everybody, but like I said, you can't help nobody until you're at peace with yourself, man. You know? And it's okay not to be at peace every day. We're not sitting here saying you better have peace every day by the Almighty Lord. No, I'm just trying to get you
them little ones. Get you them little peaceful. Yeah. 45 minutes, cup of coffee, back porch, stray cat sitting with you. You know, peace. That's peaceful.
We're just trying to give you a couple tools, man. A couple tools to put in your tool belt, and the major one is that book, is that Bible, man. Is the plus of Scripture and pray. That's major. Let's get to some more scripture. About saying no without guilt. Josh, Matthew 5:37. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. Boundaries are biblical, brother, not selfish. Biblical.
Can't have none without boundaries.
You know, amen.
Can't have a swimming pool without the walls, you know what I mean? The water just won't stay, you know? So.
Yeah, absolutely, brother.
I love analogies.
Yeah, man. Yeah, pull up them analogies, brother. You guys don't forget to check us out on YouTube. Got us a YouTube channel, Josh. And it's absolutely free. It's always going to be free. If you go to YouTube and you put in the search bar the at symbol and Light It Up Live, all one word. You'll see that microphone up there right above Josh's head. There, you'll see right that there. Microphone. When you see that microphone, click on that logo. Check us out. Subscribe. It's absolutely free, man. We sure would appreciate it if you would click it, like it, share it. That would be incredible, man, to help support us.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Marty. Glad you tuned in. Saw the show. Welcome back.
Yeah, good to have you here, Mr. Marty. I talked to Marty a little bit on social media, and good person. Marty's a good person. I'm glad he's here with us, man, and glad you're able to get the message today, my brother. And then faith over worry. I wrote that down. Faith over worry. That's a tough one. Faith over worry is a really tough one, because I worry a lot. I worry a lot, man. I worry about everything, and I live.
Got a lot of faith, but yeah, that's worry a
hard
a
one,
lot.
Man. For me, you know what I mean. And I know the biblical side of it. I know I love my Lord, and I know He's always got me, man. But that worry, I can't help but about carrying tomorrow's problems into today. That's a tough one.
Well, what's the biggest thing you worry about? If you had to say one thing,
financial. Absolutely. That's always it. because without financial, I can't take care of my family. Without being able to take care of my family, the lights go off, the heat goes off, the air conditioning goes off, and my 10-year-old, he relies on me, and my family relies on me. And that's a really tough one on me. Like me and you talked about today, always figure it out. You know what I mean? We always do. But when things somehow are in that point, it's hard. You know what I mean? It just is. And that's where our faith comes into play. You know, anxiety lives in the future. I don't know if that makes sense, but to me it does. Anxiety lives in the future, because that's always usually what we worry about is tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like, here you go. Worrying about tomorrow will not fix tomorrow. It only wrecks today.
And
you know what I mean? I don't remember who said that. That ain't mine, but I've heard it. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry I can't quote it.
Peace lives in the present, man. Peace lives now. That's where you find peace, is living in the now. But that takes work. It doesn't just happen overnight to be able to go, I'm washing away all my worries. Wash away all my worries and I'm fine. You know what I mean? It'd be nice to be able to click a button and that happens, but you know what I mean? It doesn't. That's where you really got to dig deep, and you really got to put the trust in the Lord. Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety onto him because he carries you. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
It's
a roadmap written right there.
It's all in the book, man. This was easy stuff to find. It was easy to find when I started researching scripture about anxiety and about stress, and it wasn't that hard to find it. And sometimes we just got to realize that things are good enough. And that's a tough one too, but we really gotta be able to let good enough be good enough, man. You know what I mean? Because you know, perfection,
maybe not recognize something as good enough, but recognize that it's not bad. It could be better. It's not bad though. You know what I mean? Because good enough is a hard stopping point. You know what I mean? I mean, good enough, I could eat ramen noodles all day. But not bad is at least having a cheeseburger in the middle, you know? So, I don't know. I mean, good enough is good because it's got good right in it.
Good enough should be good enough, man. If you're trying to be perfect, perfection creates pressure. That's what puts all the pressure on your life, man, is trying to live a perfect life. Progress creates peace, man. Even if it's that bit at a time. You know what I mean? Progress. Just a little progress. Moving forward. I can tell you right now,
the best way for most people to de-stress their life is turn off the TV.
Come on.
Put their social media on mute for a little while.
Come on.
Pick up a book.
For the Light It Up live show. Book. Don't put that on pause.
Yeah. Well, you can listen to that. We live, you know. Yeah, tune us in. I mean, every Saturday. Saturdays don't count.
Saturday night, 7:30, man. Yeah, you can tune in to that.
But you would not believe how much your anxiety levels would go down if you just stopped paying attention to what's going on, except focus on you.
2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you. Come on, man. There's a roadmap in that Bible to help us get peace, man. And this was all easy scripture to research and define on this topic, man. All I did was start researching.
Sometimes Google's good. It's good.
Just start researching, you know, scripture about stress and anxiety, and it's just chocked full. It's that book, boy. Well, it's so hard sometimes, though, you know, because the weight, and I'm guilty of it too. I'm not coming on here saying that, you know what I mean, I never stress. I just got done saying I've had a pretty stressful couple months, you know what I mean? And I'm still I still stress out. That's why we're doing the show, because it helps us too. We don't just come on here and talk about things that we're not going through. You know, 99% of the time, Josh and myself come on here and we talk about things that we're going through. And and stress right now, stress right now is personal for both of us.
Look, stress is so ridiculous sometimes that when you think about it, it stresses you out again. It's over, but it still stresses you out again. Like, remember that cabinet that wouldn't hang on the wall? Yeah, man. Hated that thing.
Let's talk about some daily things, some daily practices that might be able to help out for less stress. How about slowing down, Josh? How about just...
Suave.
Just slow down. Sometimes we just need to slow down. Slow down all the input, reduce all the input, and like, hold on. I need a break. Taking a break is okay. You know what I mean? It is.
Yeah.
It's okay to take a break and say, hey, I'll call you back. Or, hey, I don't want to talk right now. That's okay. It's okay to slow down. Take a break. Take a mental reevaluation. Whew, take a deep breath. You know what I mean? We're all human. And just get into that book, get on your knees, do some praying, man. Please, if I can't say anything bigger on this episode, is pray, and get into that book, man, and reaching out to somebody, talk to somebody, man. Pick that million-pound phone up when stress feels too heavy. Talk to somebody, man. Don't be scared to reach out and talk to somebody.
Yeah, it's definitely somebody that will talk to you. There's also people that are stressing about the same things you're stressing about. You know what I mean? Like you. If I'm having a problem at work, I call you. Yeah, you know why?
Absolutely.
You work there.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yep. Marty from on Facebook says, mental health, stress, and anxiety are really hard to deal with and go through as men. Feel like I'm not vulnerable and don't talk about it, which is not good. Absolutely, man. Got to talk about it. That it's okay not to be okay, Marty, but you got to talk to somebody at times, whether it's reaching out through Messenger to somebody, calling a friend, going to the church and talking to somebody, find some local meetings, whatever it takes to reach out and talk to somebody. That's very important, and I can't say it enough. Pray, and pick that Bible up, man, and get into that Bible about not worrying about tomorrow. Matthew 6:34. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself.
Yeah, I like that one.
Boy, oh boy, let me say it again. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. In other words, tomorrow's already going to happen, so stop worrying about it. What? Whatever's going to happen tomorrow, guess what? It's going to happen.
Right. If you're not getting paid till the day after tomorrow, guess what? Tomorrow you're going to be broke.
Yeah.
You already know it. So just accept the broke day.
If you only get 39 hours on your check tomorrow, you're only getting 39 hours on your check tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Be like, why? Because that's what you did. You know, because cause and effect. That's, you called out one day. You remember.
You remember. Don't you blame that on nobody else.
Yeah, remember Wednesday when you're like, yeah, man, we're getting out at 1 o'clock today. Yeah, early day. And then you're like, hey, what happened? What up, Jody? How you doing, buddy?
I've been doing. Jody Matthews in the house. We love you, buddy. Over on Facebook, Lamb. God bless you, buddy. Jody Matthews, the founder of Sober is Swaggy. You guys can check out Sober is Swagger over there on Facebook, man. It's a recovered family. Y'all check them out. They're doing big things. Check out Sober is Swaggy. But yeah, man. Peace, more peace. Peace, it's available, man. It really is. It's something, like I said, that you got to learn. It's not given to us. Peace ain't given to us. It's something that we got to learn. No, you got to work towards peace. You know,
you got to recognize it. It's all around you. You
know,
you got to see it. That's what it is. You got to see it. It's in the little things. The little things that's peaceful.
You don't. how can I say it? You got to learn it, but you don't have to earn it. Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to learn it, but
I don't know, man, because I've always believed in a lesson earned is a lesson learned. You know what I mean? So if you can learn how to be humble, the earning of peace will follow.
Because everybody deserves peace. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know if it's if you have to earn the peace. I think you have to learn it.
That's what I'm saying. You got to learn it. Yeah, you got to learn it.
Yeah.
To earn it. You know what I mean?
Jody Matthews Jody Matthews on Facebook from Winter Garden, Florida says, peace, it's tough to find. However, once you understand it, it's truly you and your choice. Amen, brother. Amen. Let's see if did I write any more scripture down. Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless you and give you peace.
Lord bless you and give you peace.
Period. That is where we are is our foundation. That's our foundation for peace is the Lord and that Bible and picking that book up and surrounding yourself with people that have peace in their life and less chaos. That comes with those healthy boundaries that we talked about. Surrounding yourself with people that have peace can only rub off on you. If you continue to surround yourself with people that have nothing but chaos in their life, guess what you're going to get in your life, Josh? You're going to get chaos in your life if you continue to hang out with people that have chaos on your life. Healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries. I don't care if it's family members. If they have chaos living in their life and it's rubbing off on you and you start to overload your plate because now you're trying to take on your own problem, you're stressing about your problem, you're stressing about your kid's problem, you're stressing about the bills, and now you got their chaos entered into your life, then you start to overload and the stress just becomes too much and they steal your peace. It's okay to have healthy boundaries and not to put too much on your plate. Boundaries is scripture. It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
It's in the Bible.
I mean, you can still love that family member. You just ain't got to invite them into your mental side of life.
Well, hey, man,
got you right here, but right here, you're on vacation.
You could just be on it. You could just be honest. I mean, you could just be honest and say, hey, look, I love you so much, but I just got a lot going on right now. Yeah. I've got a lot of stress right now. And so I can't help you right now, but I'll pray for you. I love you, but I've got a lot going on right now. I've got too much going on with myself. And right now I need to worry about myself. If they don't understand that, then they don't understand it. It's okay to be selfish sometimes and worry about yourself, because I'll keep saying it again. I can't say it loud enough. I will die on this mountain preaching it. Sometimes you have to worry about yourself. I don't care who it is. Sometimes you have to take care of yourself. You have to. You have to be selfish and worry about you and you only.
Well, you can't love nobody if you can't love yourself.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you have
you
to.
Take
That's
care.
Right.
You got to take care of the shit.
Take care of yourself. You have to. Jody Matthews from Sober Swagger says, exactly. I love you from my side of the fence. I love you from my side of the fence. Can't say it any better. Exactly. I love you from my side of the fence. Amen. Amen. And sometimes that's what it takes, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I love you at arm's length. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
I'll give you a hug, but.
That's not giving up on somebody. That's taking care of you. Yeah. That's putting you first. And sometimes that's what it takes. I know there's going to be a lot of people saying, no, I'm not putting myself first. I'm putting my son first. I'm putting my family first. I get it. But if you're not taking care of yourself, and if you're eating up on the inside and you're ready to explode just by one person cutting you off in traffic, what good are you going to be to your family when you get home?
Yeah.
If you can't find some kind of peace on the inside.
The only time I want to put myself first is food. You know what I mean? I let everybody eat. You know what I mean? I let everybody eat before I do. You know what I mean? But other than that, yeah. Yeah. I try to take a little mental time for myself. You're like, sure you don't want the second pork chop, Dad? I'm like, I'm good, man. You take that second pork chop.
Mama Bacon on Facebook chat. How you doing, Mama? I love you.
Yeah, Miss Jerry Bacon. How you doing, ma'am? Mama. Saturday evening. We had to start a little late because, you know.
Little pre-show disaster.
Yeah. She might not have been watching when you first told the story. You still looking at it?
Think we're doing good.
Yeah. It's not sagging nowhere.
No, I got it. It better not.
Look, I'm looking up there like the shelf's above me.
For you guys that don't know, I got my boom mic. I got a new boom mic and a new mic, and hooked it up on a shelf above me. Well, me and Josh are doing a pre warm up show, and the shelf completely fell with everything on it, on top of the computer, mic down, shelf down, smashing to the computer. It was horrible. It's horrible. So here I am. We're supposed to start in like 2 minutes. Here I am running outside to get brackets and to get screws and to get tools.
I told you saving that stuff's handy, right? I was like, save all these brackets, man.
I knew right where to go, and I just reached my hand in a box, and I pulled out like four of them brackets with the screws in the bags and came in the house.
Yep.
And got it back up.
He was like, so what do you do for a hobby? Well, what do you do for a hobby? Well, I collect L brackets and screws. What? Amen. Yeah. Just in case.
Amen. Well,
more pieces needed. Yeah, well, good show, man. Good title.
Absolutely,
I like
brother. You got anything you want to close on before I do my final thoughts?
Thank God we're off tomorrow. All I got to say. You know what I'm saying? Less stressed. I am looking forward to tomorrow like Christmas morning, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to try to sleep in, but that never works out.
Me too.
I'm going to be up at
5:30. Exactly. We'll be on the phone at 5:30. Yeah. Like, what's up, bro?
But that's peaceful. Peaceful, though. You know what I mean? It's just getting light out. You know, you can see. That's one thing I'd like about my job. I am up real early, but I get to see every sunrise. You know what I mean? Like everyone,
amen.
Every day.
There's before my final right thoughts, here. You guys, don't forget to go to YouTube and the search bar, put at Light It Up Live, all one word, and subscribe, like, and share that out for us, man. We're here live every week and usually at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. And we go live on Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook. And then we rebroadcast the following day on iHeartRadio and on our YouTube channel. So go check us out, man. You can listen to us anywhere you want. Because of iHeartRadio. Josh, this is my final thoughts. Before we wrap up, I want to remind you of this. A stress-free life doesn't mean everything is calm, organized, and going your way. It means you stop trying to carry things you were never meant to hold in the first place. Some of us are exhausted because life is hard, but because we're gripping everything so tightly. Control expectations, other people's opinions, tomorrow's worries, and peace doesn't come from managing life better. It comes from trusting God deeper. The Bible says, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. And sometimes faith looks like releasing the weight, not proving how strong you are. You're allowed to slow down. You're allowed to simplify. You're allowed to let good enough be good enough. And you don't have to feel guilty for choosing rest, joy, and peace. That's not weakness. That's wisdom. Living lighter starts with one decision at a time to let go, to trust more, and to stop borrowing stress from days you haven't even lived yet. If you take anything from this episode, let it be this. Peace is available, and you're allowed to choose it. Those are my final thoughts.
Thoughts. Yeah, I like it. I mean, peace is what you make it. Yeah, you're allowed. You're allowed to accept your peace. You do not have to let somebody else make you feel bad or anything. You know what I mean? Like you said, say no. Say no if no is no. You know? Hey, you want to work this weekend? Nope.
No. Well, you guys, you don't forget to check us out over there on YouTube. We'll be back in next week at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Remember that your rope's longer than you think. God's rope, it has no end. And hold on tight.
memories of grace redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive.
Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Welcome home to light it up alive. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up live.